all we've said so was preparation. But I cannot begin to tell you, once when I'm sharing with you, not because I'm sharing it, Lord, no. Once you really believe this, your lives are changed. First then, miraculous charity. A standard definition of charity in modern dictionaries. I looked some up. Charity, they say, is help or relief given to the poor. Again, charity is a fund or institution that helps the poor. Again, charity is defined in dictionaries as an act or feeling of goodwill or affection. All of these, we can say, are true enough, but they are not what Christ tells us to do if we are to be His followers. His charity is a practice of love for those who do not love us. Period. Sisters, do not forget that definition. I repeat, by Catholic standards, charity is a practice of love for those who do not love us. Charity is doing good to those who oppose us or even hate us. Charity is a loving acceptance, of rejection or opposition or even hatred from people with whom we live or for whom we labor. Sisters, let's get this straight. Now, some English dictionaries do not put the word unlovable. Well, they're cheating. Good dictionaries will put the word unlovable in. Who is unlovable? By all the standards of human psychology, a person is unlovable who does not love us. Nature, our human nature, loves those who love us. And even more so, we love others, I repeat, naturally. We love others in the measure in which they love us. The more they love us, well, the more we love them. In the Savior's words, we are to love one another even as He has loved us. God had to become man to teach us the definition of love. I'm not playing with words. Believe me. Believe me. And God has been very good to me over the years. He's given me the experience of having, well, unlovable people enter my life. I told you, didn't I? About the Jesuit priest, remember? In Georgetown University, remember? 95 Jesuits in the community. In 4 years, never once did he say one word to me. Never once did he look at me. Sisters, I needed that. Otherwise, I will be teaching, well, a dream religion. This is real. And your clock says 4, and we began at 3, consequently. Well, shall we pray? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tu, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostri, amen. Mater caritatis, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, amen. Now, sisters, you know what time are they having Mass? What time?